2016 National English Competition for College Students, Level D, Final. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 20-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 1. Bye, David. Good luck with the interview.
Thanks. I'll need it. I hope the trains are running on time. If I'm late for the interview, I'll be furious with myself.
Just stay calm. Call me when you can.
Two. Johnson isn't at work today.
Why? What's up with him?
He was walking to work yesterday when a car knocked him over. 3. Angela, how did you get interested in boxing?
I saw a documentary about women boxing in America 6 years ago. It was a little television program about an hour long. I watched the program and it changed my life.
4. Where were you, Annie?
I just went to say hello to our new neighbors. They're from Hawaii. They don't speak much English, but I invited them over for a barbecue tomorrow night.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I'll have to search the internet to see what kind of food they may like.
5. So, Stephen, what advice would you give to someone visiting London for the first time?
It's often said that London is a city of villages. For example, Hampstead, even Chelsea, were all villages in the past. So, take some time to get to know the village you are staying in before you start to explore the famous sights.
What's the one thing you should do or see?
Outdoors. Walk up Parliament Hill. There, you get the best view over the city. Indoors, the British Museum.
2. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Honey, the basketball game's about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team. And I'm thinking about joining. I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods, like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles.
Conversation 2.
So, Lisa, what is that you're drinking?
Oolong tea. Ice oolong tea.
Is it your favorite drink?
It's not really my favorite drink. My favorite drink is Diet Coke. I love Diet Coke. But a couple of years ago, I was drinking only Diet Coke and starting to realize that that probably was not the healthiest thing for me to be drinking, so I switched to oolong tea.
What are the benefits?
So there's a couple of benefits. One benefit which I really like is that it absorbs fat. There have been studies that prove that oolong tea does contribute to weight loss. And that's why if you go to a lot of Chinese restaurants, they'll always serve tea with the meal, and most likely it's oolong tea. Oolong tea also has antioxidants, which are cancer-fighting, and makes it so much healthier for you. So it fights fat and cancer.
So now you only drink oolong tea?
Well, in my research on the healthiest drink, I also found that green tea was even healthier than oolong tea. And so now I drink oolong tea, green tea, and always a bit of Diet Coke.
So what are the benefits of green tea?
Green tea also, I think it has more antioxidants. And they did a study of green tea and found that people who drink green tea lost more weight than people who weren't drinking green tea. So anything that either absorbs fat or contributes to weight loss is a drink for me.
Okay. But I thought green tea had a lot of caffeine in it. So I thought actually green tea was maybe not the best tea to be drinking.
That's what a lot of people think, actually. And in fact, the drink that has the least amount of caffeine is actually green tea. And that's because it's not processed. The leaves are just dried. Then the drink that has more caffeine is oolong tea, because the leaves are semi-processed. The next drink that has more caffeine is coffee, actually. But the drink that has the most caffeine is English tea.
Section C. In this section, you will hear a monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After the monologue, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Good evening, and thank you for coming to find out about the Hillside Survival School. My name's David Johnson. I started the school, and I'm the school's chief instructor. I learned my survival skills while I was in the Army, and since then, I've used them all over the world. Before starting the Hillside Survival School, I worked in other well-known survival schools. My real aim for this school is to help people discover nature and outdoor life, and also to learn to have fun. We run a variety of courses, but our basic survival course lasts a weekend and takes place throughout the year. This course teaches you the basic skills that you need to survive in the wilderness, and during the course, you have a lot of opportunities to practice these skills. This course costs £139 per person. If you want an even bigger challenge, our extreme survival course takes place between November and February, when the conditions are more difficult. These courses also last for a weekend and cost £149 per person. The extreme survival course teaches you to survive in a cold and wet environment. The course offers you the chance to push yourself both physically and mentally. No tents, no gas cookers, just you and the wilderness. You will learn to find and prepare food and cook it over an open fire. You learn to build the shelter and then you actually sleep in it. Most importantly, you learn a lot about yourself and how well you can cope with unexpected situations. A few final practical details. You have to be at least 18 years old to come on the courses. The full cost of the course needs to be paid at least 4 weeks before the course begins, and remember that there are discounts for groups of 4 or more. Good evening, and thank you for coming to find out about the Hillside Survival School. My name's David Johnson. I started the school, and I'm the school's chief instructor. I learned my survival skills while I was in the Army, and since then, I've used them all over the world. Before starting the Hillside Survival School, I worked in other well-known survival schools. My real aim for this school is to help people discover nature and outdoor life, and also to learn to have fun. We run a variety of courses, but our basic survival course lasts a weekend and takes place throughout the year. This course teaches you the basic skills that you need to survive in the wilderness, and during the course, you have a lot of opportunities to practice these skills. This course costs £139 per person. If you want an even bigger challenge, our extreme survival course takes place between November and February, when the conditions are more difficult. These courses also last for a weekend and cost £149 per person. The extreme survival course teaches you to survive in a cold and wet environment. The course offers you the chance to push yourself both physically and mentally. No tents, no gas cookers, just you and the wilderness. You will learn to find and prepare food and cook it over an open fire. You learn to build the shelter and then you actually sleep in it. Most importantly, you learn a lot about yourself and how well you can cope with unexpected situations. A few final practical details. You have to be at least 18 years old to come on the courses. The full cost of the course needs to be paid at least 4 weeks before the course begins, and remember that there are discounts for groups of 4 or more.
Section D. In this section, you will hear a short passage. There are 10 missing words or phrases. Fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. The passage will be read twice. Remember to write the answers on the answer sheet. The term culture shock was introduced for the first time in 1958 to describe the anxiety produced when a person moves to a completely new environment. This term expresses the feeling of not knowing what to do or how to do things in a new environment. The feeling of culture shock generally sets in after the first few weeks of coming to a new place. We can describe culture shock as the physical and emotional discomfort a person suffers when coming to live in a place different from the place of origin. Often, the way that we lived before is not accepted or considered as normal in the new place. Everything is different, for example, not speaking the language, not knowing how to use bank machines, not knowing how to use the telephone, and so forth. The symptoms of culture shock can appear at different times. Although a person can experience real pain from culture shock, it is also an opportunity for growing and learning new perspectives. Culture shock can help people develop a better understanding of themselves and stimulate personal creativity. Culture shock has many stages, more precisely, 5 stages. Each stage can be ongoing or appear only at certain times. The term culture shock was introduced for the first time in 1958 to describe the anxiety produced when a person moves to a completely new environment. This term expresses the feeling of not knowing what to do or how to do things in a new environment. The feeling of culture shock generally sets in after the first few weeks of coming to a new place. We can describe culture shock as the physical and emotional discomfort a person suffers when coming to live in a place different from the place of origin. Often, the way that we lived before is not accepted or considered as normal in the new place. Everything is different, for example, not speaking the language, not knowing how to use bank machines, not knowing how to use the telephone, and so forth. The symptoms of culture shock can appear at different times. Although a person can experience real pain from culture shock, it is also an opportunity for growing and learning new perspectives. Culture shock can help people develop a better understanding of themselves and stimulate personal creativity. Culture shock has many stages, more precisely, 5 stages. Each stage can be ongoing or appear only at certain times. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.